Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Here we are in the second week of Advent, a time to really ponder. Brothers and sisters, I know I say this every year, but please, please try to give God some little time every day. I suggest a half hour. Give God time every day. Because all of the external things, important though they may be within our family, I'm not saying to push them aside, but I'm saying get the right order. Give God glory and praise. Give God time to speak to you every day. And I guarantee you, your Christmas celebration will be so much greater. Because as we show to God that we want to respond to his grace, that we want to say yes to him, that we want to draw closer to him, he shows us more and more of himself. And we enter really into a relationship with God, that I'm not just an onlooker. I'm not just part of an audience watching what God is doing. I'm a participant. That's what God wants for me, is to participate in this season of Advent. The years of people longing and crying out, come Lord, come to save us. The prophecies year after year of the Messiah who would come and save us. For thousands of years, they prayed that. When he came, they didn't recognize him because he came differently than they expected. They thought he'd come as a warrior, king, general of an army, a power. And what did he do? He came as the exact opposite of it, as a baby, so that only those who really had faith would be able to recognize him. And it took time for everybody to recognize him. Are you the one who is to come, or are we to look for another? They were all questioning, could it be, could this be the fulfillment of the prophetic word that we've heard among our fathers for generation after generation? Mother Teresa so often referred that Jesus comes even now in the distressing disguise of the poor, and how much we miss him now because we disregard the poor, we look the other way. Those who love the poor will find Jesus. Those who genuinely seek to serve the poor will find Jesus if they open their hearts. They really will. You really will. God has so much for us, but we have to decrease that he may increase. John the Baptist taught us that. We have to decrease. In other words, that I'm not the author of my life, that I'm not the one who has all the answers. I am a child of God. I am a son or daughter of God, no matter what my age. And Jesus wants to reveal himself to me and save me. And when I come to him acknowledging in reality who I am, I don't have to condemn myself. That's not it. But I am poor. I am weak. I am sinful. But I know I am much beloved by my Father, who loved me so much that he gave his son to die for me, that I might live forever with him. This is a season, brothers and sisters, to get that order right, to see who you are, to see who God is, to get into the rightful place of humility, but eagerness. Eagerness for him, longing for him, seeking him. He will reveal himself to you. Today is the feast of St. Ambrose, and Ambrose was born around the year 340. He was elected Bishop of Milan at age 35. He was an eloquent preacher. He was especially noted for his homilies on virginity. So convincing were his discourses that some mothers refrained from sending their daughters to his Sunday Mass for fear of losing them to the church. How about that? He was such an eloquent preacher that the mothers, they wanted their daughters to get married. They didn't want them to be living a consecrated life, so they kept them from church because he was such a persuasive speaker. And a young Augustine, St. Augustine, was moved toward the Christian faith by the power of Ambrose's words. In homilies and moral works, he extolled the virginity of Mary and defended the divinity of Christ against the Arian heresy. He died in 397. He is one of the four Latin doctors of the church. He was the one who evangelized Augustine. Who does God want you to evangelize? Have you let yourself be evangelized so that you in turn may give away what you have received? Let's take a look at these readings. Isaiah 40, verses 25 to 31. To whom can you liken me as an equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things. He leads out their army, he numbers them, calling them by name. By his great might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing. Why, O Jacob, do you say and declare, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my right is disregarded by my God? You know, we've never changed down through thousands of years. God doesn't care about me. God doesn't know me. God doesn't care. It's so false. But it's what happens to us when we're self-centered, when we're not gazing on Christ, but just looking at me. I want what I want. I want what will make me happy. And then we try to convince God that he should give it to us rather than finding out what God's desire is, what God wants to give us. And it begins by acknowledging this incredible gift that he became flesh. The limitless, all-powerful God took on flesh, limited himself within the confines of the human condition for you. Do you not know, have you not heard, the Lord is the eternal God, creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint nor grow weary. His knowledge is beyond scrutiny. He gives strength to the fainting. For the weak he makes vigor abound. Though young men faint and grow weary and youths stagger and fall, they that hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar as with eagle's wings. They will run and not grow weary, walk and not grow faint. That's what God promises to those who will truly follow him, not to become some superman, but to be able to overcome the obstacles in life and keep your faith and having your faith grow stronger every day. God will do that for you if you give your life to him. If you say from this point on, I want you to be the center of my day, the center of my life, my conversation, my thoughts, my work. Help me, Lord, to recall you throughout the day. When you take on that kind of a pattern, you open the door to God. And at some point, in some way, he will enter into your life. He's there now, but he'll reveal himself more to you as you take yourself out of the center of your life and put him in that place. He gives strength to the fainting. For the weak, he makes vigor abound. My goodness, brothers and sisters, look what he wants to do for you and to give you. Psalm 103, O bless the Lord, my soul. O bless the Lord, my soul. Bless the Lord, all my being, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Recall them. Thank him. Acts of thanksgiving, words of thanksgiving rise like sweet incense before the throne of God because we're acknowledging that we're not the center of our lives. We're willing to acknowledge the blessings that God has given us. He pardons all your iniquities. He heals all your ills. If you come to him with them, he will pardon all your iniquities. He heals all your ills. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with kindness and compassion. Merciful and generous is the Lord, slow to anger and abounding in kindness. Not according to our sins does he deal with us, nor does he requite us according to our crimes. He sees us as sons and daughters. We may have strayed, we may have turned away, we may even have been away for a long time, and yet he does not deal with us according to our sins. He does not requite us according to our crimes. Merciful and gracious is the Lord. That's what I want you to know. That's what God wants you to know. So this Advent time is a time to cry out, Lord, help me increase my faith that I may follow you more closely. It's also a time to say to the Lord, Lord, may I resign from being the center of my universe. Really, may I resign. I give you the gift of my resignation, and I want you to be in the center of my life. I want you to be the point I come back to every day. Is this pleasing in your eyes? Is this where you want my attention to be focused? Will you give me the wisdom I need to carry it out? That's what I mean by going back to the Lord throughout the day. Show me, lead me, guide me. He'll guide you in everything, not just when you're in church, not just when you're reading the scripture, but when you're going about the responsibilities in life that you have every day. Call upon him. He wants to save you. He wants to set you free. He wants to give you a way through the dilemmas and the situations in our families that seem as though they could never change. God wants to give you so much. But we need to come to him. We need to come to him for everything. Big and small. And the gospel for today, Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. Jesus said to the crowds, come to me. There it is. It's his words. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened. All you who labor and are burdened, come to me. I will give you rest. I will give you. When God reveals himself, when he brings us close to him in his presence, it's intangible, but you know it. You know a peace. You know an oasis of peace. He says, come to me when you're carrying all those difficulties of life, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. In other words, don't take care of everything, first of all, that the world tells you you need to take on. Take on, first of all, the yoke of Christ, to be his disciple, to be his son or daughter. Let that be your yoke. Then everything is guided by that. So that's what Jesus means when he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. And if you do that, you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. You say, well, doesn't feel very light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. In other words, God is saying, I will be with you and I will give you grace to carry this burden. You don't have to carry it for me, carry it with me. This is your Savior who comes to redeem you. May we open our hearts to him. God bless you. I have been speaking a great deal recently about faith. I have a booklet entitled Faith More Precious Than Gold that I would like to offer you free if you would call our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net. Perhaps it would be a gift that you would like to give this Christmas. I urge you to read Faith More Precious Than Gold.